This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies of blue.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer as many of your gardening questions as possible. And we're doing everything we can to help you out be successful in the garden this year. Because I know that is, really what we're looking for, right? We're looking to be successful in the garden and be able to enjoy it at the same time. So, a twofer right there. Anyways, we've had a lot of discussions on things from the UMass Extension. I really highly recommend taking a look at it, at their website, just to get some information. I was saying right at the end of the last break, a really cool, informative piece of information here was just plants to have in the garden. At certain times, they're going to be blooming to help the pollinators, and they will attract them. So it's definitely a pretty good list on here of things that you could say, oh, yeah, I could add that to my yard, or, oh, I already have that? That's awesome. Let's see what else you can do, right? Something to be thinking about. I'll try and get this page onto the Facebook page at some point during the show, just to give you that information so you can kind of see it. Because I think it's very, very important. Really is. So take a look for that later today. Also, about 8:30 today, Karen from Natural Alternative will be joining us. We got a little bit of in this area. We got some snow coming tonight. Barely anything, but it's gonna be cold. We've had some rainy conditions, a little bit of snow here and there the past week here, right? We also had some really warm temperatures earlier this week. It was crazy. I was driving with the windows open because I was like, wow, it's so nice. I can't not. We'll take it at this time of year. Obviously this time of year with any time that the weather is warm, we're going to try and enjoy it as much as possible. But it does throw our plants off, right? Our plants don't know what's going on. They're kind of just sitting there being like, what day is it? So hopefully it doesn't affect our plants too much. But usually, we have a random warm-up like this, usually mid-January or February. I've seen it the last few years. It's just kind of almost a normal thing now. But our plants are starting to, I wouldn't say starting to get used to it, but they're starting to kind of understand it a little bit. It's not like it how it used to be, right? Where it was just cold all winter. I wonder if there's something that causes that. Huh. I'm not going to mention what I think it is. But anyways, that is besides the point. We're talking about different things that you can be doing in the yard. You know, mowing. We talked a little bit about mowing. I know it's a weird time to be thinking about that, but like I said earlier, I just found that really cool bit of information where it was just saying the different, it's just small tip of just mowing different directions to help your lawn stay upright. It's just really, you know, a good process. Now, if you have a specific type of seed in your lawn that you want to not go upright, you want it to weep over. You know, there are some brands out there that have that, the seed that you want to let grow a little bit so that less waterings, less mowings, those types of things. You know, obviously that's not what you're looking to do. You're not looking to change the way you're mowing for that one. But you get the idea of what I'm discussing here. I'm just thinking that there's so many other options for us out there and ideas that we should really take a look at it. So, but if you have some questions today, you can call us. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, sky's the limit on what you want to discuss today. That's what we're here for, to help you out with your gardening questions. So definitely here to help you out. You know, some other things we can be discussing, right? We've talked about, you know, lawn. We've talked about garden. We've talked about a few things here. But, you know, maybe it's adding some fruit to your yard. Some fruit, you know, some plants. Right? But there's so many questions there, and it says, oh, what about here? What about there? You know, one of the biggest questions seems to be about pruning. Well, we can get you some information on that as well, because pruning on fruit trees changes depending upon the tree, but there's some basic information, right? And as always, when it comes to a lot of our plants, we're always removing broken or diseased branches, any branches with issues. But it also shows, like, what else to do. So I'll be passing along some information as time goes on today when I get a break here, probably in the next break while I'm thinking about it so I don't forget. But it'll be some information to look at. It'll also give you the website, so why not? What else can we be discussing this time of year? Right, we're about a month away from getting our seeds started, right? A little bit over a month, but this is still the time that we take a look at those websites. I always take a look at the websites like Burpee, right? Burpee, I have found, and I've said this a million times, has some of the most information out there per seed that I have found. And it's definitely worth taking a look at and kind of planning ahead. That's kind of what gardening is all about, is planning. You know, I know it doesn't sound, you know, exciting, but planning when it comes to a lot of this is definitely worth it for the garden. So, you know, I take a look. Oh, I just clicked on asparagus, right? It says right on there when you click on any specific. And this one that we're looking at today is called Mary Washington asparagus. You can actually buy from them if you wanted to, bare roots or seeds, right? So they actually say from seed indoors in asparagus, You're going to start them between February 20th and March 5th. And it's specific to the area, right? Because it's got my zip code in here, because I've been here multiple times, right? And then it's telling me when the average last frost is, and then the first frost. But it's not just information on seed indoors. It'll give me from plants. So if I started bare root, right? Great thing is some of the attributes that it gives you. Days to maturity. Now, I usually look at the quick ones, like the, you know, tomatoes, lettuce, those types of things. So I hadn't seen this one because I hadn't really looked at it. But these asparagus, days to maturity, 730. That's a long time from starting from seed. So just something to be thinking about. Yeah, but we know that asparagus takes multiple seasons to do what we're looking for. So, you know, it's not surprising. It's just funny to look at when you've looked at all these that say, you know, days to maturity, 90, 105, or 60, whatnot. And then you look at this one, 730. Anyways, tons of information on their website. Take a look at it. If you have some questions for us, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, we're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few minutes to answer more of your gardening questions and more information what to do in the garden. We'll be back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I did, during that break, I had a moment to actually post on the on our Facebook page just that information about planting for pollinators. So you could have it and see it, right? See what I'm actually talking about. Again, good information. But what it's going to do for you is when you get to that website, you'll be able to look at the other things that I've been talking about today. It's super, super important to be educating yourself on these things and just getting this information. So definitely take a look at it. It's also that time of year where, you know, again, we don't have a lot of plant type questions, so we're really just thinking about what else we could be doing during the season and saying, all right, yep, I'll work on this time, or I'll go to this. You know, it's just that's kind of what we do right now. And so we were talking in regards to just different seeds and taking a look at it. I would just, honestly, I would recommend going to any of the websites that have seeds just to learn about them and see if it makes sense for you to grow, right? Because you might be thinking about it and saying, oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, I want to do this. But by finding out that information on what, you know, how long it takes or what you need to do, etc., could then say to you, maybe I shouldn't. I'm not going to do it this year. So just take a look and do some of that research now, because I find it is so important to arm yourself with that knowledge to be successful. And that's what I'm trying to do here for you guys, is to at least give you that information so you say, no, I knew that, actually. You know, so that's what we're looking for. Anyways, always with questions, call us. We've got another couple hours left. Tons of information coming at you today. I know it's kind of not like timely information, but it's information that we can definitely use. But that's what I've said it 100 times, and I apologize. I kind of repeat myself a lot. But this is the time to get that information. This is the time to be looking at it. You know, you can look, you know, you want more information as well. Go to the Natural Alternative website, so natural-alternative.com, and go to their Know and Grow library, right? You can get information from multiple things, you know, growing annuals, perennials, vegetables, houseplants. But, you know, if you something you had problems with, mosquitoes or grubs or beetles, taking a look at that information now, getting ahead of it so that you know what to do for spring. It's all about getting that knowledge to be ahead for next season so you know what's going on and what you can do. You know, it's taking a look at different places and saying, oh, you know, I want to do organics. And I've had issues with insects in the past. What can I use? Maybe it's going to Bonide's website, right? Taking a look at all their organic products and seeing what each one kind of does. And saying, all right, maybe I'll use this one as most of it, right? But there's a bunch of information, you know, frequently type ask questions on organic gardening. This would be the time to be looking into that. You know, maybe for you, organic gardening isn't going 100% organic right away. It's starting into it. Weaning off of some of those other items and getting more into the organic. That's up to you. I'll give you that information that you ask for and what you're doing. But you can be looking at some of these to get that information just as quick. So if questions, call me here. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, the phone number for you to call in is 855-660-4261. And we're looking to take a break here, but tons of information out there. I want to make sure that you know that you can get it anywhere. But we're going to take a break. We're going to be back in a few minutes. More of your gardening info.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA News Update. President Biden ordering federal aid to help areas in California affected by severe storms.
The federal help is needed because of the atmospheric rivers that have been pounding California.
A few years ago, no one heard an atmospheric river. There was just some scientists down at Scripps saying, hey, you should pay attention to this thing that we've coined called atmospheric rivers.
That's Governor Newsom. FEMA leaders said on Friday the agency will review the request as quickly as possible to help the president make that determination. California's been getting slammed with floods, mudslides, and power outages. The storms have killed over 18 people. I'm Dave Collins.
Meanwhile, President Biden will be the first sitting president to deliver a Sunday sermon today at Martin Luther King Jr.'s church in Atlanta. At least 32 people killed today when an aircraft crashed near central Nepal. 72 people, 4 crew members, and 68 passengers were on board. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, plenty of time to be, calling us with questions, and we'll do everything we can to help you out with those questions as time permits. Now, just looking around here online in between breaks, and there's a picture from the Proven Winners, one of their Facebook pages, and it brought up one of the favorite hydrangeas that my father had. I love it too, the Pinky Winky hydrangea. Just the colors of it are awesome. Just the size of the flowers, awesome. Good stuff. Just something to be looking at and thinking about. This is the time where we look at different perennials, annuals, shrubs, trees, whichever. So I just wanted to bring that up. But there's some new flowers coming out there. Some new wigelias, new hydrangeas out there for this year. So definitely take a look at them for the upcoming season. You can definitely take a look at Proven Winners website. I brought that up a couple weeks ago. The Proven Winners have some really cool info, and one of them is some of the new plants for the year you can take a look at. It's just so much information out there that we need to get to really help us in the long term, right? But they have tons of information about hydrangeas on their website, and I know I've mentioned this before, but hydrangeas are one of the most popular plants in the landscape when it comes to our shrubs. There's so many varieties, so many different styles. This would give you more information to look at, right? Just some ideas. There's a YouTube video, but there's also a PDF that you can download and take a look at. And I think it's actually super informative because it's giving you the different styles of hydrangeas on it. so that you kind of know what to do and when it blooms, right? You might hear me talk about it a lot because it is popular, but it'll say, you know, like the big leaf hydrangea, the macrophylla. So the hydrangea macrophylla blooms on old wood. Do not prune. Protect in winter. Nice. Gives you a couple ideas. Panicle. Bloom on new wood. Prune in late winter, early spring. So that's the paniculata, hydrangea paniculata. Smooth. Also known as the Annabelle hydrangea. You've heard us talk about that. Or the Incredible, right? They bloom on new wood, prune in late winter, early spring. Climbing hydrangea. They bloom on old wood. Do not prune. So that would be the hydrangea petularis. The mountain hydrangea, the hydrangea serrata. Like a tough stuff series. Bloom on old wood. Do not prune. And another oak leaf hydrangea, the hydrangea quercifolia. Bloom on old wood, do not prune, protect in winter. And then below all these things, it's just some info, some tips for success. So a lot of these plants need to be moist but well-drained soil. Hydrangeas will not tolerate wet feet. So hydrangeas, the key to it is, you know, making sure it is watered, but that soil is well drained. So in our area, in New England, if you have a clay-filled area, probably not the best unless you're going to add some sort of compost, some new soil, those types of things to help with it. That's going to allow us to have that well-drained soil, right? Now, another tip here, which I think is great, and I'm going to read it word for word because it does make sense. Some sun each day. Most people think of hydrangeas as shade plants, but they look and flower best with at least 4 hours of sun, ideally in the morning. Panicle hydrangeas are the most sun-tolerant and can take full sun in northern climates. So the panicle are those, the pinky winky, right? Quick fire. The white hydrangeas. Now, the white and light pinks, right? So those are some options on it. So it's definitely, you know, like I said, like it says right there, most people think that hydrangeas are shade plants, when in fact they can take some sun, certain ones full sun, but most are only up to 4 hours of sun, and that will help the plant be stronger long term, have a thicker branching structure, and fill the area a little easier than you might think. So just some things to think about. You know, like I said, this is at the Proven Winners website. It also has a cool chart, right? Where it says, why isn't my hydrangea blooming? And it's like a flow chart, right? So it goes down and says, which hydrangea did you grow? And then it shows the different styles. So we'll follow this along to the smooth or panicle. So the arborescence or the paniculata. It goes to the next question. How long ago did you plant it? One side says less than 2 years. One says 2 years plus. So less than 2 years, it says, needs more time to develop a root system. Mulch and keep well watered. It will bloom in time. Now it's 2+ years. That says, how much light does it get? 4+ or less than 4? So with 4+, did you cut it back? Yes or no? Yes, when? So if it says in the fall, deer damage or low light could be an issue. Or if it was late spring or summer, you could have removed the buds and it delayed the blooming effect. And so it shows you when to prune. It's just a cool little informative information that some people need you know, the visual. And it's got the pictures of the different styles of flowers. So you can kind of look at it and say, oh, that's what it is. That makes sense. So I wanted to pass that along to you. Proven Winners has tons of options with plants. And it's such an informative website as well. I just want to bring that out there. It's not about just look at this website and this website. Look at a lot of them to get information, but I found that this is one of them that has tons of it. So definitely take a look. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And you know, we're almost halfway through the show. We're not... Yeah, we're not there, but plenty of time left. I'll ask it again. If you have some questions you want me to and you just don't want to go on air, maybe email me at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And we'll, I'm going to try to do a recorded show tomorrow. I think I'm going to do it tomorrow evening. So you have some time to get it there for me, and I can help you out by answering those. Because, trying to plan some things just in case I am not here. As, I've said a few times, my wife is pregnant and due. And she's due the 26th. So at any point, we could have another girl in my home, which we can't wait for. But I want to be able to give you the live content. Definitely, if you have some questions, you can email us and we'll do what we can to help you out there. But hey, might still be here. Who knows? Next week. We'll see. I'm just trying to plan ahead for that. Well, it's lightning out. Finally, it seemed like it took forever this morning. It's been light out for, at least 45 minutes, but just felt like it wasn't happening today. Gonna be a cold day. Snowy out there. So hopefully you're working indoors on the home instead of having to do some work outside. I think today would be a day not to have to do any gardening out there, but take a look at some of your plants indoors. Making sure that those plants are grouped so that, they are feeding off of each other. And by feeding, I really mean the humidity that they're creating with each other, in general feeling of just getting the plants together will help all the plants grow and be more successful for you. So it's something to be thinking about at this time of year. Creating the humidity is huge, especially, with some of the colder days. Like today's a colder day than it has been. So our heat goes up a little bit more, which means the drier air in the home. So today is definitely a day, if you're turning that heat up, to be misting your plants, creating that humidity in the air. If you don't want to create a humidity tray or do some of those things, misting is the way to go. But one of the things to think about is when is the most important time to do it, is on the days where we turn the heat up. We warm it up in there, in the house, because the air gets drier. You notice it. If you have, just the allergies, anything along those lines, kind of like I do, you notice it in the house when it's drier. Your plants notice it too. So definitely take a look at adding moisture to the air around your plants. So something to think about going forward in your home, because this is that time of year. Anyways, phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And plenty of time if you have some questions. We could be doing a number of things if we have some time, for our tools just for the year, right? If we didn't put our tools away the right way where we cleaned them up or we got them ready, if you have some time now, you know, today might be a good day. Bring them into the, like the basement, clean them up, you know, wash them down, get rid of some of that rust, get rid of some of the debris that's been sitting on some of there, right? Get them clean for the spring. Get them ready. Get your pruners taken apart, sharpened, all those things. Now's the time to do it. Anyways, you have some questions, call us. Phone number is 855-660-4261. I'm going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Joshua's on the Cape.
Joshua, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I just have a quick question about my geranium that I bought this summer. I had it outside. Did fantastic. I believe it's an annual because it has circular leaves. They're not jagged. But is there anything else I should be doing other than water and light?
Well, I mean, at this time of year, they kind of go dormant. Right, and you don't need to do as much of that watering and the light as anything. There's not much. I wouldn't even fertilize or think about fertilizing at this point. Kind of just letting it go. Some people will actually take their, you know, geraniums at this point and kind of just leave them in the garage for the winter. Let them kind of die back and do their thing and not have to worry. And you can turn that annual into a perennial.
Right. That's what my hope was.
And you can definitely do that because a lot of people will take their geraniums, honestly, just kind of cut them back a bit. Not all the way back, but cut them back a bit and then just leave them in the garage for the winter and then build from there.
Flowers, though.
Yeah, I'd just let it go. I wouldn't worry about... I wouldn't worry about the flowers popping up because that just, you know, is going to come with time on it. But, you know, like I said, the majority of people will actually just take the plant and let it sit and let the flowers die back automatically and just wait till spring to then bring it back outside, you know, like May-ish, so it can start fresh in the ground. Some people will, you know, put it in the ground. Some will just leave it in the pot and continue and, you know, just upgrade the pot year after, you know, every couple of years.
Right.
And that's definitely something you could be doing, honestly.
It is. You know, the underside of it, it's in a 12 or a 14-inch hanging basket. But it is, believe that, starting to die back on the bottom side of the plant. But it's still very green up top. And, like I said, producing flowers. I have it sitting in front of, like, a bay window with all my other, like, jade plants and you know, on the spider plants and aloe plants and all these yeah. other kind of plants. I just, I guess I was just curious to know if there was anything better I could be doing for it.
No, I think what you're doing for this plant right now is everything. You know, in January and February, it's kind of the rest period for your plants. You know, water them occasionally. But it's just the plant is slowing down. Even though it's producing something for you, the plant itself is starting to get into that dormant period and slow down. So just kind of, you know, do what you've been doing. And you don't have to worry about it as much. And then, you know, the next time to really worry about it would be spring, right? And that worry right. would be, like, when you're going to put okay. it out or when you're going to, you know, do the fertilization, those types of things. You have plenty of time to worry about that. But you're definitely doing the right thing. And just kind of letting it do its thing. It just wants that rest, just like we all kind of want to rest. You know, in the cold months too. So
now, one more quick question. This is actually about outside plant. I bought a blueberry bush. It did well. The first one I've ever had in my life. Now, you know, obviously it has gone into dormancy. There's no more leaves, but all the bark has gone from being brownish greenish to bright red.
And that's not a bad thing. That's in a normal state. If you want to hang tight, I'll give you some more information yeah. about what the winter looks that. Like for that. So hang tight for everybody else. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.